BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Hello, here is Monday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. Have you ever wanted to be able to sing as good as Antipodean pop songstress Sia? Well, now you can with our handy guide. It's in this podcast. Also, Chris has found an effective new way to really annoy me, and Greg plays Real or No Real.
Scott Mills,
BBC Radio 1.
Right then, we're back on Monday afternoon. Had a lovely time at Children in Need. Thanks to everyone I saw on Friday night. I haven't been on Children in Need for years, actually. It was really nice to go down there.
And then you had a good night out on Albert Square, I believe.
It's done right next to Albert Square, where Children in Need is. So maybe I had a little peek.
Oh, so you did that classic thing of, I imagine there was a little after party, you've got quite excited, thought it would be a good idea to jump the fence.
No, I didn't jump the fence. You can't do that because they'll take you down.
Really?
Yeah, there's 24-hour security on that. Because as you can imagine, it's outside and it's a working TV set. So, I mean, you could have all sorts like jumping over drunk, couldn't you? So, no, they guard that. They've got it down.
Yeah, but you're in a very unique situation because you're a celebrity, so you can get through.
No, not true. I tried to get in there once, and they're like, even showed my BBC pass, and they're like, they can't come in.
Really?
Yeah, so it was a special night because, as you saw, One Direction were performing on the square, so it was kind of open.
Mm.
So I had a little peek. And then went and did a quiz with Terry Wogan at midnight on Children in Need, hosted by Grimmie, while Vincent and Flavia from Strictly Come Dancing danced popular movie songs, and we had to guess what they were. Yeah, standard weekend,
but it
really
was perfectly timed for after the pub.
Did you see it?
I saw it on the way back, yeah, yeah. I mean, admittedly, I wasn't sure if it was real or not. I couldn't really work it out, but on reflection the next day, I just mean it was a very weird moment.
Grimmie had loads of quizzes, though, on the later part, which I think is quite good if you've just come in from the pub,
because
it'll make you donate, won't it?
Yeah, I agree.
And loads of money raised as well on Friday night, like an all-time record.
I was going to say, was that... Yeah, I heard it was a record. It was the most amount ever.
Yeah,
I mean,
incredible.
That's a huge result, isn't it?
Absolutely huge. Right, coming up, Chris has been annoying me today. I'll tell you how in a bit. Don't do it again. And also, have you ever wanted to sing? More importantly, have you ever wanted to sing like Sia? Off of Chandelier and other hits, Titanium, Wild Ones. Well, coming up very soon, I'm going to teach you how. Well, I'm not, as a woman.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Track of the day.
Track of the day.
BBC
Radio 1.
Okay, every show is playing this today. You might have seen it on X Factor last night. It's when it premiered. Features people like Ed Sheeran, One Direction, Clean Bandit, Ellie Goulding, loads of others. Sam Smith's in there. It is 30 years, almost to the date, when stars and musicians of the 80s gathered to record Do They Know It's Christmas on behalf of the starving in Africa. This year, it is for those dying of an untreatable virus, Ebola, again in Africa. So, if you have donated and supported the cause, that's great. We're going to play the track for you now. And also, here is a bit of Bob Geldof talking to Grimmie on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show just this morning.
Do it now. By 9, delete 8. By 20, delete 19. No, seriously, in 84, people had to physically queue at record shops, and they bought 40 and handed the cashier back 39. They gave it to each other for Christmas. Let's do that stuff again. The recording is an event. It's a bit of pop history. It's an immense recording. But you make it a phenomenon. You take it. And, you know, bizarrely, Britain leads the world in this stuff. That's, for whatever reason, what we do. And we nail this stuff year after year. Text AID, AID 70060, give a fiver, download it from iTunes now. Listen, who cares if you like it or not? If you think it's crap, if you think the singers are rubbish, it doesn't matter. This is an event. You're in it. Go out and do it.
This is Radio 1's Track of the Day. It's Band Aid 30. Do They Know It's Christmas?
Track of the Day.
Track of the Day.
BBC
Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello, Radio 1.
Hi, Scott. It's Jade.
Hello, Jade. Where are you from today?
I'm from Southampton.
How can I help?
I'd really like to sing like Sia.
You'd like to sing like Australian pop star Sia?
Yes.
Well, I did just say that I can give you the opportunity. This is not just for you, Jay. This is for everybody out there listening.
Okay.
If you're going to sing like anyone, it would be Sia, wouldn't it?
I think.
Oh, definitely, yeah.
I found this great video that will help us all to sing like Sia. Are you interested, Jay? Do you want in?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, it's a girl called Felicia, and it's her own YouTube channel which she set up, and it's actually very educational.
Okay.
Because you hear Sia, and you try and do it, but you just can't get it. And now, Felicia can tell you how. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
And also, everyone listening, whether you're at work, whether you're just sat in college, secretly listening or whatever, in the car, on a bus, everybody, nobody should be excused from this.
Right.
Should have a go as well, wherever you are.
Wow, this is like a lesson. Is this a sort of écoute répété?
Indeed. So just stop what you're doing and learn to sing like Sia.
Hey guys, today we will be breaking down the song Chandelier by Sia. This is an awesome song that has some crazy high belting, some flipping into head voice, and I'm also going to give you my trademark weird vowel modifications that are going to help you find placement that'll make the song easier to sing for you.
Okay, wow. So she's going to make it easy.
I can't sing very well at all. Jade, how about you?
Oh no, definitely not. I'm tone deaf.
But with this guide, you will be able to. All right, you ready for the first bit?
Yeah.
So it starts off. Party girls, don't get hurt. So the lyric is, party girls, don't get hurt. Can't feel anything, when will I learn? But this whole time, we're gonna try to replicate Sia's resonance, which lives right here in her pharynx, or her vocal mask. Right there. Party girls, we're going to say, party girls, don't get hurt. Ken fell and ascend when Woolite learn. Woolite.
Okay, good.
I'm obsessed with this woman.
Quaddy girls.
Okay, right. Do you want to hear it again?
Please.
Quaddy girls, don gehurt.
Yes.
Quaddy girls, don gehurt.
No, sing it.
Quaddy girls, don gehurt.
Quaddy girls, don gehurt.
Good, Jade.
Ken fell and ascend.
Can fell lennison.
Date.
Can fell lennison.
See? See ya.
When will I learn?
When will I learn?
Okay. You got that?
Party girls, don't get hurt. Can fell lennison. When will I learn?
Yes! Yes. You see?
You're good.
Sounds like Sia. Ready for the next bit?
Yeah.
Then we're going to say, instead of I push it down, I push it down, we're going to say, I push it down, push it down. So similar.
So similar.
Push it down, push it down.
Chris?
Push it. I push it down, push it down.
Jade?
I push it down, I push it down.
Oh, no, Jade's good.
No, you're saying down, it's down.
Down.
Oh, okay.
Go again.
I push it down, push it down.
Sounds like the track.
It does.
Quaddy girls.
Next line. I'm the one for a good time call. We're going to say, I'm the one for good time call. And then phones blowing up, ringing my doorbell. We're going to say, phones blown up, bringing ma jobe.
This is rubbish.
Ma de bet. Okay, so Felicia sings.
I'm the one for good time call. Call. K-U-L-L. Balls blowing up, bringing my doorbell.
I'm the one for good time call. For blowing up, ringing my doorbell.
Jade.
I'm the one for good time call. Phone's blowing up, ringing my doorbell.
Right, you sound drunk.
Should we go? I hope everyone's trying this at home. Should we go to the chorus,
please?
Sure.
This is good.
Okay, so now we're gonna get to the crazy chorus. So the lyric is, I'm gonna swing from the chandelier, from the chandelier. We'll do that first part. And the actual vowel mod here is going to be, I'm gonna swing from a chandelier. From a chandelier.
Oh my word.
Okay, and again, I'll just talk you through this again.
I'm gonna swing from a chandelier. From a chandelier.
Oh!
swing from a chandelier.
That's it.
I got a swing from the chandelier.
Sounds like it, doesn't it?
It does. It does work weirdly, but it's confusing to learn.
So the next part is, I'm going to live like tomorrow doesn't exist. But instead, we're going to say, I'm going to leave like tomorrow doesn't exist. Like a dozen exist.
I'm going to leave.
No, sing.
I'm going to leave like tomorrow doesn't exist. Like wow. A doesn't exist. Same.
This is my favourite. Jay?
I'm going to leave. Like tomorrow doesn't exist.
I'm gonna leave like tomorrow doesn't exist. Like it doesn't exist.
She's good, isn't she, Felicia?
She is.
Maybe we should play the actual song by Sia now and everyone can show off what they've learnt.
I only remember the Party Girls, and then I'm good from the chorus onwards.
Well, I'll let you take the first line then, Chris, and then Jade, you can let rip on the chorus.
So,
okay,
so
I go
for the Party Girls.
Yeah, straight in.
Party Girls. Party Girls, don't get hurt, can't feel anything. One while I learn, I push it down, push it down.
Good, Chris.
I'm the one for a good time call, phone's blowing up, ring on my doorbell, I feel the love.
Are you ready, Jade?
I'm ready.
Okay, two, three, go.
I'm gonna sleep on the chandelier. On the chandelier.
Good, Jade.
Doesn't exist like it doesn't exist. Gonna swing from a chandelier, from a chandelier.
Mills Daily.
I'm going to have to download my own podcast tonight because I want to hear you sing Sia again.
Yeah.
It's a bit weird downloading your own Scott Mills Daily, but I'm going to have to do it.
I do that sometimes when I think like there's been something really funny.
Yeah. And this was definitely good for me today.
Party girls, don't get hurt. Oh no, I'm not going to regret that, am I? Can fell NSN.
You're just singing Sia Chandeliers. Jade from Southampton was singing as well, one of our listeners.
I push it down, I push it down.
And the one for good time call, for blow up, ring for the ball.
Literally my favourite thing we've done for a long time. So good.
It's fine.
We've just found out that Felicia does other songs as well, so we'll be bringing you another tutorial probably next week on the show.
Should we do it like a Monday thing?
I think it's good for a Monday, yeah. Felicia teaches you how to sing another, like, you know, contemporary track.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm well up for that.
I'm gonna sleep from the chandelier.
I'm gonna leave like tomorrow doesn't exist.
Scott Mills Daily. Oh, just a quick heads up for tomorrow. You are going to need spare pants more than ever before.
Why is that?
Because tomorrow on the show at 1:45, Stereo Kicks off X Factor are playing Innuendo Bingo.
There's loads of them.
There's only six of them. Could be worse, could be eight.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Did you see X Factor last night?
I didn't actually.
Okay. Well, I was watching it, and you know the bit where they decide who's going through? So Dermot will be like, and going through next
is,
and it's one at a time, it's very tense. Well, I noticed this last week, and I saw a few people tweeting about it, but then last night it was really prominent. There's a guy in the crowd who shouts really, really loud. I don't know how he's managing to do it, but it, you can hear it above everything else. He's screaming, "Only the young!" And I don't know why, it's just, but it seems to be something that everyone has started noticing.
Right. What is he, one of their dads or something, do you think?
I don't know.
Someone in the audience every week.
Every week?
Let me hear it.
Okay, it's time for the results.
he's my favourite. He's what I listen out for now.
Also through to next week's show is...
Oh my word.
The next act safe and definitely returning next week.
He does it loads. I didn't know about this.
The final act, definitely safe and returning next week.
Yeah.
He really goes for it.
And obviously, I didn't see that show last night, so I had absolutely no idea what you were doing this morning when we just went for a coffee.
Yes, so what I thought I would do today, just because I missed you, really, and just want to have some fun.
But it was really annoying.
Because I know this would really annoy you, so I've been going around screaming, "Only the young."
Yeah.
At various points throughout today.
Yeah, so that was nice. When I just sat there texting, I was just drinking my latte, and this happened in a cafe, really crowded.
I'm really young!
Listen how quiet it goes. Everyone starts talking again. But for a moment, absolutely silence that cafe.
It's my new favourite thing. I urge anyone, if you do see Scott round and about anything, just take your camera phone out and film yourself screaming. Only the young.
Don't
as loud
do that,
as you can.
Please.
He loves it.
People will do that now. And then again in the street later on. Mills.
Only the young!
Notice how quickly I walked off.
I love it because it annoys you so much.
I don't understand why you're doing it.
And
the video of this, I look really quite surprised and just want the ground to just open up.
Yeah.
It's on the Radio 1 Facebook right now.
My favourite one. Which is on the video, it's the third one that we do, is I get you in the lift. So I wait for a moment that I know that you're on your phone or distracted, and then I'll film myself doing it. It's brilliant.
This one actually makes me jump, and you can see me physically jump on the video.
Only the young!
Stop doing that!
Oh, I urge anyone, if you see Scott round and about,
don't
it's
do that.
Favourite thing.
Annoyed face.
But it's my new favourite video.
I actually jump, look. It's on the Radio 1 Facebook now.
Only the young!
Stop doing that.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So many people have noticed that guy every week on X Factor, the guy that shouts out. He does manage to time it really well, doesn't he, every time? And thanks for shouting that out really loudly in several situations today where it didn't need to be.
I'm going to continue doing it.
Don't do it.
The thing is, when you say don't do it, it makes me want to do it more.
Andy says, ha ha ha, the last one where Mills jumps. I really did jump, I wasn't expecting it. I like the face in the cafe, says Sam on Radio 1 Facebook. The video's on Radio 1 Facebook now if you want to have a look. We're in a cafe on the street and in the Radio 1 lift. Wasn't expecting that.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
This is Blonde and Melissa Steele. I loved you, it's Radio 1. Someone says it's got to be one of the dags shattering Only the Young. They do go with them everywhere, don't they? And that would explain why he'd be in the audience every week. A lot of people still checking out our Facebook video. Really annoying. I spoke to my mum last night.
Oh, yeah.
You know, she's not actually on Twitter, but every time she wants to see what I'm doing, she will just type in Scott Mills Twitter into a search engine.
Yeah.
So I'll say, like, oh, I've been to Children in Need. We're like, yeah, I know. And then I went out for dinner. Yeah, I know, yeah. So she knows everything. She said to me something earlier, she's like, don't you take a lot of photos? Well, not particularly. She said, oh, I never take a photo. And it's actually made me think, when was the last day you went, when did you get for a whole day, the last time, without taking a picture of anything?
Oh, it's a good point.
Because I can't actually remember when
that
was.
Yeah, I don't know.
Like, my mum doesn't take any pictures of anything ever.
Yeah.
Like, you bet you've taken, like, quite a few photos today already.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, and I've been videoing you as well.
Yeah, you have. Only the young. Can't actually remember the last time, the last day I got through without not taking any photos.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
This is BBC Radio 1, The Timber Trap. Sweet Disposition. Andy says, they were the first band I ever went to see with my now wife. Brilliant choice of tune. That cheered a lot of people up today. Right, a few bits and pieces, a few bits of business for you.
Yeah.
The producer of this show has, well, his phone's not been working for the last couple of weeks properly. I know this because I've been sending messages to him and he gets them about 3 weeks later. And it'll be ones from me like, I'm outside. And he's like, well, you're here with me now. Yeah, I sent that 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, because normally he's very responsive, isn't he?
Yeah.
Normally he's he replies straight away. In fact, at any time, day or night, when you text him, would you say he replies?
Generally, yes.
Right.
He's literally just got a text through from our favourite TV judge, Judge Rinder.
Why are you texting each other? It's weird.
He texts him because of the show. He's often on his show. You know Judge Rinder off of ITV.
He looked to me rather like the gay that Style had forgot.
Filming his new series at the moment. It's going to be on in the new year. They talk quite a lot on text, I think, to see if Judge Rinder would like to be involved with this show more.
Right.
He's just got a message from Judge Rinder, which was sent 2 weeks ago, going, I'm so depressed he's not in it anymore. I ate carbs. And I think he's talking about me on Strictly. Just got it now, the text.
Oh, so Judge Rinder.
Rinder's eating carbs just because I got booted out.
It sort of has all of the charm of a prison and all of the decorative quality of an airline salad.
Talking of Strictly Come Dancing, I saw a tweet from you yesterday saying someone was asking you to do the crab when you were out and about. What was going on there?
There I was, right? Maybe I was getting some Christmas decorations, trying to be ahead of the game, in a shop that rhymes with One Elm Will.
Okay.
And there were a woman, as I walked in, I've got a trolley, right? Imagine it, I've got a trolley. Put some tinsel in there, I think. And the woman goes, Scott, Scott, Scott,
Scott,
Scott. I was like, yeah, do the crab. Okay, good.
Excellent. I really want to encourage, there's so many ways to annoy you at the moment.
Yeah, one of the workers in the shop there. Thanks for that. I declined.
Did she do the normal, oh, you shouldn't have been out.
Yeah.
Then she put my robbed.
She was like, are you okay? Happens everywhere I go. I'm fine. It was 2 weeks ago.
I really want to see this happen more often. I bet you next time you're on a red carpet, the Paps are going to be there. Scott.
Do the crab.
Can you do the crab, please, Scott? It's great.
The video of Strictly Come Bingo with Simon Webb, who's doing amazingly, isn't he?
Yeah.
And Christina Rianoff is on the Radio 1 YouTube channel right now. It was a good one. Now we go back to last week's Joe Wiley show over on BBC Radio 2. Now, I've never realised that on Radio 2 you can get away with asking your listeners really quite forward questions.
We played Sailing from Rod Stewart.
Yes.
Have you had a lot of Rod in your life?
Yes, unfortunately.
So good. That video's on Radio 1 YouTube now. Tomorrow, 6 of Stereo Kicks are coming in. When I said Stereo Kicks were coming in and mentioned 6 people, loads were like, there's 8 people in Stereo Kicks? Yeah, but only 6 of them are coming in to play Innuendo Bingo tomorrow. You're going to get wet, aren't you?
It's going to be logistically difficult, but I'm sure a good one.
That's happening at 1:45. What else did I have to tell you? Oh, yes. 2 people that are really keen to play Innuendo Bingo.
Go on, then.
One of them, I think I've already told you, Max Branning.
I really, really, really want this to happen.
From my time on Strictly. He's very busy at the moment because he's doing Strictly and he's in EastEnders a lot. So he's filming Strictly,
I'm happy to. Can we not go to the square? Can this not be done at some point? That would be amazing. Potential.
But that's right. A good idea.
It's quite funny because in this room, all producers, it's like a little light bulb went off above their head and now notes are being made.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He might send a text to EastEnders that will arrive there 3 weeks later.
Can you imagine that?
yeah. And at Children in Need on Friday night, guess who really wants to play Innuendo Bingo?
Well, let me guess, because you've been talking about him quite a lot today. Is it Shane Ritchie?
Actual Alfie Moon.
That'd be great.
I'm saying a 3-way between you and Kat and Alfie.
Oh, wow.
Yes?
Yes, please.
It's what dreams are made of, right?
Yes.
Okay, let me write that down.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Thank you so much!
Yes, Mary J. That was right now from One Extra Live, Mary J. Blige in Birmingham on Saturday night. Someone says she said, sing with me, London, halfway through that.
Oh, I didn't hear that.
Oh. Lewis in Birmingham says, could you please, Scott, tell Mary J next time you speak to her that if she was in Birmingham. Birmingham.
Birmingham.
Birmingham. Birmingham.
Birmingham. Birmingham.
Yeah. Also on the lineup, Sigma. They open the night with special guest Stylo G. Tanaje and Jess Glynn. Then Lethal B kept it going with Pow, Rari Workout, and what other one?
Of course.
Classic. Then Fuse came on and did some Afrobeat. Crept and Conan, Retchery 2, Boy Better Know, did Too Many Man.
That's then, your favourite, that.
Yep. And then Rick Ross. And to finish it off, Mary J. Blige. I haven't got a clue where she was, but she did finish One Extra Life in Birmingham. You can watch all the full sets now on the Radio 1 channel of BBC iPlayer. I've just had a look. It looks amazing. I just wish I was there on Saturday night.
Yeah. Well, especially backing singers for Fuse. That would have been good.
Yeah.
Shame we weren't asked. I thought we might have been.
All week. Birmingham. All week. Birmingham.
The Scott Mills Daily.
One. Scott Mills here. Right, so maybe you've just come out of school or college for the day and you're thinking, well, I don't know, what's been on the show? Oh, it's been good today. Chris has been annoying me by pretending to be the bloke in the X Factor audience that when Dermot is giving the results of who stays and who goes, the guy shouts out, "Only the young!" Have you heard him? He's on X Factor every week when they're doing the results. So Chris decided to do it to me in a cafe, not keen. Also, in the street and in the lift, the Radio 1 lift, when I was not expecting it.
Only the young!
Stop doing that.
Really annoying.
It's my new favourite way of annoying you, definitely.
The video's doing big business.
Oh, it's ridiculous. Yeah, it's had 200,000 views.
Serious?
Like 10,000 likes. Yeah, it seems to be going down well.
That could be one of the biggest videos we've ever done.
Probably, but I really want people out there, if you do happen to pass Scott Mills in the street or see him, just remember to do that. Scream "Only the Young"
don't
as loud
that
as you can and film it.
So that's what you missed. All of this will be on the Scott Mills Daily Podcast. If you don't get our podcast at the moment, get it. It's free. Don't cost you anything. Get it from the Radio 1 website or wherever you normally get your podcasts from, and you can catch up on the show that way anytime. It's doing really well, our podcast, but if you don't get to listen all the time, or maybe you get to listen to the last bit of the show because you're at work or at school or whatever, it's just a really good way of catching up on what we've done.
Well, it's been an educational day today as well, hasn't it?
It is. We all learnt to sing like the pop star Sia earlier, thanks to a lady who has a YouTube, this lady called Felicia. And she teaches you how to sing Sia Chandelier. So, Chris had a go. And one of our listeners called Jade from Southampton. Now, this is how Felicia teaches you to sing the song. And here's Chris having a go.
I'm the one for a good time, Carl. For blowing up, ringing for the ball.
It's really funny today. This is how she tells you to sing it.
I push it down, I push it down.
Can fell NSN. Waddy girls, don't go hot.
So if you want to learn to sing like Sia, that is also on the Scott Mills Daily tonight. And you can kind of play along. It's very easy instructions.
I gotta sleep from the chandelier.
Yes, Chris.
I'm gonna leave like Tumawawo doesn't exist. Like wow. A doesn't exist.
Get our podcast from anywhere where you normally get your podcast from, or the Radio 1 website. It's free.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello, Greg.
Hello there.
Hello there.
All right?
Yes.
How What's are you? Going on?
All right?
Fine.
You've had a weird show today, but it's been fun.
Well, I've enjoyed you singing, Chris.
Thank you. Yeah,
very
yeah.
Good.
It was a lesson.
It's this lady called Felicia. Are you aware of her work?
She, I am now.
She's in America.
Wonderful name, by the way.
Yeah, and she just enables you to sing songs really well.
Like, you know, when you go to karaoke and you'll sing, I mean, there's loads of good Sia ones that you'd want to do at karaoke.
Yeah, yeah.
But there's a difference between singing a Sia song and singing like Sia.
Like
words.
Sia, yeah. Mm. And she's done a few others as well, which we're going to take you through in future shows.
Great.
She just, like, tells you how to sing it, like...
I'm the one for a good time, Carl, for blowing up, ringing for the ball.
That's how you sing it, you see? And then he sounds exactly like her.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Like, it is uncanny.
Let's play Real or No Real with Greg James on a Monday afternoon.
Last month, a new business opened in East London, which will buy your beard off you and sell it on for use in films and theatre.
This sounds like a very East London thing to do, yeah?
So many beards.
Oh, so many beards.
Too many beards.
Too many beards. Thing is...
Great idea.
Well, yeah, it is.
Aren't you the only person in East London without a beard, in fact?
That's true. I can't grow one, and I wouldn't want to if I could.
It must be strange when you walk down the street.
No.
No beard.
It is. Well, you know, we filmed that Kaiser video months ago in East London.
Yes.
And so I was dressed like her.
Obviously with no beard.
That was the only time I've ever fitted in East London, was when I was dressed like her.
Yeah.
That was it.
Yeah.
No one bats an eyelid. When I put my normal clothes on, I was like, oh, what's wrong with this guy?
It's not for you, that, Chris.
What's that?
The living there.
No, absolutely not.
Well, you got the beard, though, today.
No, it's an attempt to grow a moustache at the moment, which is not going to plan.
But can East London hipsters sell their beards?
Well, it's a very resourceful thing to do, I think. And what did you say it was for? Stuffing pillows or something, is it?
I hope not.
You made that up, that bit.
For films and stuff.
Films,
Oh, sorry. Yeah.
Prop beard.
Right. Okay.
Well, don't they make sort of wigs and stuff out of hair?
Well, they've got to get it from somewhere, yeah. I'm going to go real
it's
on this
It's not real
one.
Hair, though. Is it? You're going real, yeah?
Real, please.
Yeah, real, all right.
That one is no real.
Oh. No. But I did notice they've, in East London, opened a cereal cafe now where you can just eat cereal.
Oh, God. I'm moving.
Yeah. Are you going to move?
to above the cereal cafe.
What about this?
At One Extra Live in Birmingham on Saturday, Skepta performed on stage in a staff uniform from the shop Sports Direct.
Like a ref.
Wow.
Like a referee, American referee.
No, the referees are in a different store, aren't they? The referees are in a certain trainer store.
Oh, well, what's this one? What's this costume?
I might be wrong.
Has it got the name of the shop on it?
Yes.
I've been in there a few times. I would have liked it, though, if Skepta had walked out with the large mug that you can sometimes get, just sipping the tea from that.
And very reasonably priced umbrellas.
I know the one you mean, don't
Very we? Reasonably. How do they do that?
Loads of umbrellas, loads of footballs, loads of socks.
The red polo shirt, I seem to remember.
No one seems to know why this happened, if it did.
Had he just finished his shift in the morning?
Maybe. I don't think he's doing a part-time job there, though.
Well, he could be a Saturday boy.
Maybe.
And then pops to the arena afterwards.
But maybe this is fashion ahead of us right now. Maybe this is something that will become fashion, potentially.
Maybe it's bigger than all of us.
So, Skepta's shop uniform at One Extra Live. Did that happen or not?
I can't remember. I'm going to go real, though. Greg?
All right, I'll go real as well.
That one is real.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
He did wear the red polo shirt uniform under a black coat. Nobody seems to know why, but you want to see that... for yourself, the highlights of One Extra Live on BBC iPlayer right now on the Radio 1 channel.
Is that a branding thing? Is he like doing a... Is that a deal?
Got some deal. He gets all the umbrellas free. Hardly worth it, because they're only about a quid anyway.
No, if you're going to get freebies from anywhere,
I know.
Aim higher.
And next.
The 182 in Blink 182 doesn't mean anything. The band put it there in a panic when another band called Blink threatened to sue them.
I've never even questioned this.
No. Why would you, Chris?
I would have thought it was a bus. That's probably what I've always thought those numbers referred to, like a local bus.
The 182?
The B182. Or maybe it's a B road.
Maybe. I honestly have never thought this through.
Why would you anyway?
It must be. Sorry, I've just seen that only the young have started following me on Twitter.
Oh no! There's an alert happened there, everyone.
Day made.
Anyway.
Oh my God! I literally died. Oh my God! They just followed me. I am dead.
Even. OMG! All of only the young. OMG!
I'm actually dead.
Can't even breathe right now. IDK.
IDK right now. Only the young are following me. Anyway,
so
I've never questioned it, and this is fascinating. So I'm gonna go real, Greg.
Oh, I don't know. Who cares? I think it's why not? It doesn't really mean anything.
Say real.
Real, sorry.
That one is real.
Yes.
Yeah, that's right. They were threatened with legal action by a Scottish band called Blink, and quickly added some numbers to their name.
What are we saying about? I know it's an old discussion, but. Are we saying it's 182 or 182? What do the purists say?
I was told it was 182.
Okay.
Well, I'm saying 182.
I think we need to nail this once and for all.
Hello only the young, if they're listening.
Well, it seems like they are.
And this is your final real or no real.
During Scott Mills' appearance with Sir Terry Wogan on Children in Need this Friday, the two presenters were asked to wear sound-cancelling headphones as part of a quiz. The song playing in the headphones was Hey Portia by Nelly.
Oh, wow.
Oh, rotten.
Big choice.
I'm the only person in the world who likes that song. That's a fact for you. I'm the only one. I'll be the only one in this room that likes that song. Yeah. Anyone else? Anyone else like it? No.
Didn't you do? So, didn't you perform it to Nelly or so? Wasn't Nelly coming in and then Nelly
probably
didn't Nelly cancel last minute or something?
And oh no, Nelly cancelled and then Chris Smith with the news played the part of Nelly in an interview we did.
Probably better, I think.
It lasted for 25 minutes.
So imagine, it's me and Terry Wogan, it's midnight on Friday night, live on BBC One, Children in Need. We've got noise-cancelling headphones on, and me and Terry are both listening to Hey Portia by Nelly, so we can't hear what's going on in the studio.
I just love the idea of Terry Wogan listening to this.
I think he probably requested it.
At high volume.
Maybe it's me and him, the only two people in the world that like this song. Yeah. Sorry, three, Nelly will like it as well.
Real or no real?
It's 50-50 this one. What are you going for?
I'm going for real.
No real.
That one is real.
That's right. We are both listening to Hey Portia. At the end of that round of real or no real?
I got 20. Greg got 30.
Yes. Well done, Gregory. What's on today?
Can I, before that, let me bring something up. Chris wasn't following Only the Young.
No, I wasn't.
He did a panic follow as soon as they followed.
Okay.
I was hoping they wouldn't notice. Yeah.
Shame we just said it.
Rubbish.
What I just song? Saw him look at, he looked at their profile and went, oh God. Quick, click.
It's really awkward, isn't it? What's we have Only the Young.
Only the Young are my special guests, co-hosting. No, they're not. We have a star caller from Dan from Bastille at 5:10 today. Oh, and some secret backstagey bits from that video we recorded with Taylor Swift.
Really?
Some of the chat in the car.
Excellent.
Between me and her.
Okay, Greg James on Radio 1 in 5 minutes.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Tomorrow, 6 members of Stereo Kicks will be spitting all over Chris at 1:45 on Innuendo Bingo.
Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.